This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
I guess that's a good time to say again to RIP to Kamala.
The greatest Harris ever.
The greatest what?
The greatest Harris ever. Top five?
No.
I mean, Franco Harris is up there. It's got to be top three. Franco's got to be up there.
I'm going to go with Sam Harris.
Well, no. That's personal. That's your family.
It's not personal. He was good.
Sam Harris?
Yeah.
For the Alabama?
Check the stats, yeah.
For the Roll Tide?
Well, it wasn't just Alabama. He was pretty good at Indian River, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think he was like 9-1.
Well.
Yeah. Not bad.
But he's better as a CEO.
Well, he's definitely better as a CEO. But, you know, teams wanted to draft him out of college. And he's like, I'm good. I'm not living that life.
They don't want to travel. They don't want to live in a bubble.
You have no idea the life to live to be in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing, you know, like Bo Jackson, football, baseball, you know, Dave Winfield. You know, Dave Winfield was drafted. A buddy of mine did this on Facebook. The four greatest athletes of all time.
Okay.
Not players. Athletes.
Okay.
People don't say Dave Winfield. You do know who Dave Winfield is.
Yeah.
Okay. Dave Winfield was drafted by four teams in three professional leagues.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
So football, baseball.
And basketball.
Not hockey.
I do not believe that would be.
It could have been hockey.
It could have been.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been. So Dave Winfield would definitely be up there.
Wow.
You know, you got to put Bo Jackson.
Well, Herschel Walker.
Herschel Walker, Dion.
Speaking of Herschel, I was in St. Augustine this weekend, coming down the coast in St. Augustine, stopped at a pizzeria, and it's owned by Herschel Walker.
Say that what?
It's owned by Herschel Walker.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. I don't know if he's a sponsorship or part of it.
I'll tell you this much. I've had the opportunity to be with and hang with Herschel Walker on a couple occasions.
Okay.
What a good class guy.
Really?
Oh, my God.
How's his pizza?
I never knew he owned a pizzeria.
Well, we got to make that connection because now he and I have something in common.
All right, trust me. Even though you both have something to do in the pizza industry, you have nothing in common.
We're the same. We're both athletes. We're both ex-professional athletes. We both own pizzerias.
I'll take him in a fight over you as well.
In what?
In a fight.
What are we fighting for?
Your existence.
Well, let me fight Steve Lene first, and then when I win,
we're going to get him a bigger set of gloves.
Oh, I'll get some heavier ones.
I'm going to get those real big ones.
Not with the feathers in them. So after I win that fight, unanimously, I'm not even going to let it go to the judges. Well, I don't want Herb Dean to, like, get involved and, like... You
know. Did you watch the Lewis fight?
I did not watch it.
I'll tell you what. I was semi-impressed.
With Lewis?
With Lewis.
He set a record. So the 11th knockout in the heavyweight division of all time.
It was impressive. I thought it was going to be more difficult. He went to the ground. You know, he survived, you know, the choke.
Yeah.
He said it was in pretty good, but he said there was no way. And I heard in the press conference, he said that he heard 30 seconds. And he's like, that's a long 30 seconds. And then all of a sudden it went to 20, and then it went to 35, and it kept bouncing back and forth. And then when he heard the clang or the bang or whatever it was, he's like, 10 seconds, I can definitely survive this.
I'll be honest. After the Volkov fight, I thought he was kind of a novelty. I thought, you know, after the pants, taking off the pants and the slogans, you know, he was a novelty. He sold tickets. They kept putting him in fights. But it looks like he's the real deal.
Yeah. No.
And after being the MMA bobblehead latest feature, how cool is that for Dave that his latest bobblehead is the champion and set the record in this amazing domination fight on Saturday.
Good stuff. A couple things I did write. You know, I told you we're both going to start. You haven't done it. And I said to do this months ago. But some things that just float around on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, if you see it, you know, just jot it down so we can talk about it. Former co-host of my radio show.
Okay.
Former Buccaneer. Former Seahawk. I have no idea where else Michael Bennett went. But on Facebook, someone is selling his game-used mouth guard.
Oh.
Still has dirt in it. What?
All right.
Game-worn socks are being sold on eBay by former Philadelphia Philly Lenny Dykstra for $10.
Okay.
Somebody said they look more from prison days than playing days.
That's all right.
Not going to talk about BKFC just yet. I'm waiting for some more details. Indianapolis 500.
Yes.
No fans.
No fans.
The Masters. No fans.
No fans. Big 10 canceled. Big 12.
They're all going to follow.
They have to. The Big Five are shut down.
Was it you that told me or somebody more intelligent tell me about the hottest Topps baseball card?
Oh, that was me.
Was that you?
Anthony Fauci.
Yeah.
Dr. Fauci, number 19, throwing the worst throw-out pitch of all time.
I don't think it was the worst.
It looked like the worst.
I've seen some really bad ones.
This one was pretty epic.
Carl Lewis was awful.
Was it really?
Oh, it was awful.
But it was fast.
No, was awful.
Well, then he ran fast.
He ran it in. You know, that might have been.
He just ran fast. What if he threw the ball and then ran to beat it to home plate?
He would have beat it.
That would have been epic.
I can take either side on this. So okay. I'm going to take the – I'm going to be honest. Not that I'm not always. I'm always
right.
honest.
That's
I'm
why
gonna
you
take
have hate mail on.
There is some hate coming.
That's why people want to ruin your life.
But I have no life to ruin.
But they don't know that.
I live
in
a house.
They see you as like the king of all kings. Like they're like the legend of Randy Harris. They try to knock you off your pedestal.
It is golden. Everything is golden. That's the new term, golden.
Golden.
And when I tell you why, you'll understand why it is why it's golden. I will take the opposite side because I can take either side on this.
Okay.
CM Punk is in the newest UFC video game.
Love it.
Do you like
it? I love it. Okay. You mean Phil Brooks?
Phil Brooks.
Who is CM Punk in the WWE. So they had to release his rights in order to be...
They had to either release their rights or they never had the rights to it.
Or they partnered with him.
Or they did whatever. But he obviously knew what he was doing when he went there.
Because when Brock Lesnar went to the UFC, like...
He was still Brock Lesnar.
Right, that's his legal name.
Right, so there's nothing you can do.
Right, but if you have a character like Hulk Hogan, like his real name is Terry Bollea. So, you know, they can't own Hulk, right?
They could own Hulk.
They own Hulk, but they can't own Terry.
Do they own Hulk Hogan?
I think they do.
Do they really?
I believe so.
Well, again,
I think he owns Hulkamania, which is his clothing line and his gift shop, but I don't think he owns Hulk Hogan. I'm sure he owns part, well, percentage. But.
Right, well... Obviously, they didn't because CM Punk is in the video game, and I'm just curious. You're okay with it? And I'm like, I was going to go okay with it because it's going to help sell.
Sure.
And you're going to pick your character to beat the crap out of CM Punk? I mean, I get that. That makes sense.
Pick Mickey Gall to beat him up?
Well, you don't have to pick Mickey. Mickey did it already. Okay. You know, right. Mickey's really the only one that you don't have to pick right. because he's already done it. Right. If you want the excitement of beating Phil Brooks, be somebody other than Mickey because
right.
Mickey's already done it. But I don't know. Other than to sell the video game, does he deserve to be in there?
No. Not really.
It appears the verbal agreement, Colby Covington against the Chosen One. Did you see him on, what's the Rock show?
The Rock show?
Yeah, you know, the Rock TV show. The competitor,
oh,
the
yeah.
Gladiator
yeah.
games or something?
Yeah, Titan games or something.
Titan games. Did you see Tyron on that?
No.
If he could do it again, I asked you about if you ask athletes if you could do it again, would you? I'm pretty sure if Tyron Woodley could go back in time and The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, called him and said, hey, we'd like you to be on the Titans game as a Titan, will you do it? Pretty sure he'd say no.
Really?
Yeah. Because he did not look good.
Oh. No.
He got defeated right out of the blocks.
Okay.
So then he went back in the pool and then got beaten that again.
Wow.
Against this one dude is, I'll bet you he's the same size as John Dotson.
Really?
Country strong.
Okay.
Good dude. I mean, you root for this guy.
Right.
You know, he's one of those that looks like a pancake.
Okay.
And he kicked butt. Rumor has it.
Well, that's kind of like Woodley's career of late. I mean, his fights ever since the.
Hold on. That's unfair. Okay. Has he fought since he lost the title?
Gilbert. Gilbert. Didn't he fight Gilbert? Gilbert, like, yeah, like
so even
3 weeks
if,
ago?
All right. What?
He hasn't won since he lost the belt.
Right. Well, he's
fought twice, like, right since.
I didn't even know it's been twice.
Is it? Maybe it's once.
You know, partly, and that's why I kind of joked with Ryan, even though he didn't find it very funny, about how fights just pop up.
Right.
You know, they're not really promoted very well until the week of.
Right, sure.
But, you know, Bader just found out he's fighting in 3 weeks. I didn't even know Chris Weidman was on the card.
Yeah, who saw that coming?
Until last week.
Right. Who saw that coming? right?
I mean, I like Chris Weidman.
But those guys have to stay in fight shape all the time. I mean, that's what fight game is. Somebody gets hurt, someone else fills in last minute, quickly. You know, so, I mean, if you're a professional fighter, that's, you should be within striking range. Bader's got it tough because he's got two belts to defend, you know, so.
I'm sure he wanted that Czech Congo fight again.
Yeah, the redemption.
I don't even think it's a redemption because I think he didn't do it. Come on.
Right.
You really think he, come on. It happens because of the way this is all set up. And I would like to see, and I've said this about, you know, fouls, and it shouldn't be warnings and stern warnings. And I would like somebody, and I am a judge here in the state of Florida, but I would still like to know how you can decipher the difference between a warning, a stern warning,
right,
and you're going to get in trouble warning. That's a stern warning. How did you know that was a stern warning?
When was the last time they took a point away in the UFC fight? Like, when has anybody actually been lost a fight or been punished for an illegal kick, a growing kick, a eye poke?
I want to see it get to where you lose a point if you miss weight.
You got to.
And I believe Brad Penny told me that in Cowboys fight league system, whatever, that's what they do. If you miss weight, you lose a point.
Well, that's your number one job is to make weight. I mean, that's really your only job.
Yeah.
Until you get inside, then your job is to win before you go pee on yourself.
D.C. or Stipe?
Got to go D.C.
Did I say Stipe?
Stipe. It's Stipe. But I think D.C., last time he wanted to prove a point, he wanted to stand and bang. He wanted to show that it wasn't a fluke from the first fight. He learned his lesson. I think he's got a new focus. I think he's intent. Well, he's going to go in and he's going to dominate on the ground. And
again, we don't know what athlete steps into the octagon. Is it the DC with the promo, if I see it one more time, I have to win this fight. If you have to win this fight, you go to the ground, you lay on the ground, you do it Brazilian style, come get in my guard, I'm not getting up.
That's it.
If you stand, you're taking a chance of getting knocked out again. I think Stipe is going to come in with not a better game plan, but a different one. And if Cormier can get out of his mind of punching Stipe in the face, of being in a fist fight, but his ego may not allow that.
It has to. Because, I mean, he definitely doesn't want to take any more liver shots from Stipe's left. I mean, those body shots tore him up. Like, he definitely does not want to stand and do that again.
But it will be fun to watch on Saturday with no fans, where you will be able to hear that. Yes. And you will be able to hear the groans. I'm looking forward to that. Hey, best time of the day, break time. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Everyone deserves a best friend. Clear the Shelters is back on August 17th. Join NBC and Telemundo stations for this nationwide pet adoption event. Last year, more than 100,000 animals found their forever homes. Find your new best friend. Go to clearthesheltersdot.com for a participating shelter near you.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors call them today at 727-522-5070.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy, Juju Smith-Schuster, man. Shout out to Knockout Radio. Turn up.
It's your boy, Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah. You're another Alabama alum.
I read something, and I don't know if this is true. You know, we don't do any research. We just read crap and run with it. That the NFL is planning on no national anthem.
Really?
Which I think would be a fantastic idea.
Will it matter? Because I don't think there's going to be a season.
I don't know. I think there's too much money involved.
Well, if they're the only show in town, if the college football season's wiped clean.
And I'd heard that they're going to try to play games on Saturday, which they do when college football's over. They kind of take over. But I think that they will do that. They'll go, you know, more Thursdays. They'll do Saturdays.
Right.
They'll try to spread it out. I just don't know. I mean, everything else is in the bubble, so it's been fairly safe. But when you're out of the bubble and people are going to, A, and I'm not saying they all, but somebody's going to do something stupid.
You can't say y'all.
Y'all, you people.
You can't put you people and y'all in the same sentence.
You people cannot do these things. You people, you. Who's you people? You people.
You know you're wrong.
That's golden. I want to come up to you. I'm going to come up with something where I can reference Golden on a regular basis.
Well, I met Golden down at the Super Bowl. Remember the guy with the gold hair and the gold suit and the gold pants?
Yeah.
And we became besties.
And they're about the same two people.
We're BFFs.
I'm sure you are.
Golden and the Naked Pizza Man.
Yeah. I don't know what that has to do with it. You're just an idiot, but whatever.
But my question is, like, we should call Bob Huco and see if the Lingerie Football League is still going to be on.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to have college football. At least we have the Lingerie Football
League. I think there'll be some college.
What about lingerie football?
Which, again, doesn't make sense to me. That, well, not that they're going to play, but what doesn't make sense, and we've talked about it, we've joked about it, that the virus stops at a certain line.
Right. Well, it stops at conferences.
Well, I'm saying conferences, lines.
The Big Ten, like, you can't play.
The Big Ten has the virus, but the SEC doesn't. Right. The ACC may have it, but the Pac-7 doesn't. I'm making stuff up because I don't
know. And the governor, DeSantis, wants the Florida FSU game to go on, you know, because of the rivalry and, like, the tradition. And he thinks it's good for the state and for the, you know.
I heard through the grapevine, which means it may or may not be true, that Hillsborough County doesn't want schools to open. They want to do it.
Yeah, they're
online.
Virtual, right.
The Florida State, the governor, not the school.
The Tallahassee. The
Tallahassee has said that if they do that, they're going to lose their funding.
Correct. Right. So they delayed it 30 days. So they want to go virtual online. I mean, the teachers, they don't want to go back. I mean, teachers are the ones that are at risk. They're older. They're
true.
You know, bringing it home. It's a mess.
Here's another one for you. Now, I was adamant as my children were young that I didn't want my children to be told, which was really me being told, that my children have to wear uniforms to go to school.
Okay.
And as I was discussing this recently with my wife, this is the guy who went in the military and was told what uniform to wear.
Right.
Right. But I was so dead against it. I don't understand something. Now,
I know the reasoning supposedly for it, but it's online schooling at home that you have to be in your school uniform.
What?
Yeah. And not only that, well, it first started that you could not be in your pajamas.
Okay.
And somebody went on, blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, you may not want to know this, but I used to do my sports updates in my underwear.
Yeah, most sportscasters don't wear pants.
They don't wear pants. Right. Which I don't, yeah, I don't understand it.
We're under the desk. Nobody can see.
You're under the desk. You can't put running shorts on or
gotta
something.
Got to be comfortable.
But you got to be comfortable. But you're in a suit. You're in the shirt, the tie, the jacket, and underneath the table, you're naked.
You got to be free.
It doesn't make sense. But
so I would assume, well, I know a lot of people work from home. You know, they can't really get into their work routine unless they actually take a shower, put on their business attire. So they feel like they're mentally focused because your home is a place of comfort. You've built that house to be your ultimate piece of everything, the things you love, the most comfortable couch, the most comfortable bed, all your life, everything.
Belongings.
So I understand, like, why the students, they should have the uniform so that they can be mentally focused on, hey,
are they
going to
make them
time.
Stand up so that they can see that they're in pants?
Just to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
And then they can get back naked again.
I don't know. I mean, look, I got two kids, 6 and 8. They're in Hillsborough County. We live there. I'm not sending my kids to school. I don't. I mean, you know, and I'll do the e-learning the best that we can. But
I like that idea, though. That way, the three of you can learn together.
Yes, I'm going to learn how to be a professional broadcaster.
Or a professional anything.
I have to write my speech for the induction for the Hall of Fame.
Got a couple minutes, so let's talk about 252 this weekend.
It's coming up.
Great main card. Good card. Good. I mean, it's
solid.
Yeah, it's
solid.
A solid card.
All the way across.
I like all four of the fights on the main card. I mean, it's all.
So your main card, your heavyweight main event, it's Stipe versus Daniel Cormier, the trilogy, the third fight of the series.
I liked how Cormier said that he likes this trilogy better than the trilogy with John Jones.
Because he can't beat John
well,
Jones.
Well, I responded to it. I said that's because the John Jones trilogy has a zero on it.
Yeah. But it's also got two asterisks.
Well, it don't matter.
But there's still two L's. So.
Well, no, one's a no contest,
well, yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But he's never beat him.
Right.
And he never will.
Right. That's the... And then the co-main event, the bantamweight fight, the UFC hype train.
The hype train.
This is they got all the star power behind them. Sugar Sean O'Malley.
Sooner or later, a fighter's going to say, UFC, please don't promote me.
Well,
don't make me the next.
We had that last time. Last fight was Shabazz.
Yeah,
Shabazz.
Yep.
Yeah, it was like he was on the hype train, and they're building the next big thing, and he got handed to him by Brunson, an experienced veteran. Who
I like Edmund, but what did I say?
Yeah.
I said it.
Yeah.
I mean, it. The flag was shown. Can I say that?
Yeah, of
you
course.
People? You people left the flag?
Don't talk about flags.
Okay.
No flags.
Sorry.
We're not allowed to talk about flags.
Okay.
But Brunson, Brunson's a veteran. He just had to weather the storm. He did. He executed his game plan. But I think Sugar Sean is the real deal. I don't think he's a hype. You know, I think he's proven, especially with his last fight, the walk-off knockout. He's a real deal. But he's fighting Marlon Vera, you know, another talented up-and-coming star. So it's a great fight. Then you move on to heavyweight. You got Junior Dos Santos, the legend. Can we call him a legend? I mean, Junior's he's right there on the cusp of legendary status.
I don't know. I mean, again, to me, legend is legend. And, you know, I'm a big Dos Santos. I mean, I like Junior.
Super nice guy.
He's super nice.
One of the greatest people. One of the best humans.
He's fun to be around. Yeah. I put him in the same category as Gabriel Gonzaga.
Well, the Brazilians are all fun.
That could be.
Like, all the Brazilian guys are fun to be around.
Did you just say all of us Brazilian guys?
All of us.
Okay. You're an idiot.
I'm Brazilian.
All of a sudden.
You said all of you. Like, I'm with them.
All you people are killing me.
Well, I'm with them. Junior's taking on Rozenstruik.
I'm liking it.
So that's a big fight.
Yeah, I'm liking that.
That's a great fight.
Yeah, and then of course, little Johnny Dodson.
The bantamweight Johnson. He said everything is big to him. He's little.
That was so funny.
Wow.
It truly was pretty funny.
I wonder if he goes to Disney if it's a little small world. Oh, was it little?
It's a small world.
It's a small world. He's like, it's a normal world for me.
It's my world. It's my welcome world. To it. All right, very interesting. Conversation is going to come up in a minute.
Okay.
We're going to need to stress this is real radio, I think.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
Uh-oh.
And so that was a little softball back to the uncleship. But when we return, another one of those guys, we go way, 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 way back. I did absolutely no research. I wrote one word down.
You did.
And that's what we will discuss when we return. A good dude when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be, don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
Everyone deserves a best friend. Clear the Shelters is back on August 17th. Join NBC and Telemundo stations for this nationwide pet adoption event. Last year, more than 100,000 animals found their forever homes. Find your new best friend. Go to cleartheshelters.com for a participating shelter near you.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Joel Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back live from North Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. I'm waiting to get a text message from Dave Feldman, and then I can make an announcement, hopefully. But first and foremost, and our next guest didn't need to make earth-shattering news to come back on the show, but he does have some earth-shattering news. Let's welcome back to the program. It's been way too long. Marcus Davis, how are you?
Randy! I love you, man.
How are you doing, How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. I'm glad to hear your voice. It's been too long.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It has, and I joked about it early with Matt. You know, I did a little bit of research for the couple guests that we had on, wrote down a couple questions.
Yep.
For you, I wrote one word.
Okay.
Why?
Why? Well, yeah. That's a good one, right? That's the one I get asked all the time. So
Sure. So first, let's lay it out there. It's been a couple years, but the talk is, the rumor is, and you're going to confirm, you're going to go get in another fist fight.
Yeah, that would be correct. But I got some other news I got to tell you real quick. I got the call last night that the event is being postponed because the government is not allowing them to do it. So that's unfortunate. I'm still going to be doing it. We don't have an exact date now. It was originally going to be October 3rd, and it was for Premier Fight League, and it was going to be in Springfield, Massachusetts. But now it's going to be, unfortunately, delayed. I was going to fight Nick Alley, he's kind of a favorite fighter there in Massachusetts, and he's like an up-and-coming kid, a lot of support. Like, he had a lot of fans that were looking forward to this fight, but anyways, they postponed it, and it's, you know, as you probably realize, if anybody really has a kind of, like, I'm going to say an unbiased kind of opinion as far as things go. Like, if you look at things logically and intelligently, that means void of cognitive dissonance in your own, political beliefs. This, unfortunately, has become a very political thing. So they literally told the promoter, the promoter said, we're not going to have fans in the audience. We just want to do the show because it's going to be televised. That's how they were, making their money. It's going to be televised. And they told them they could only have in an arena that holds 8,000 people in the stands, but total of 10,000. They told them that they could not have more than 25 people in the building. So how do you do that when you have a 24-fight card with corners, doctor, you got to have your three judges, you got to have your, referees, you got to have the commission, so they've got postponed.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Yeah. So that was, in my eyes, that's something that, unfortunately is purposely done, and trying to show control. I'm what you would call a classic. I would be a libertarian that I have a lot of like liberal beliefs, but I still have values that would fall into like a conservative value. But I'm so like do what you want to do, as long as nothing affects my life, I would never try to affect your life. Like, your life is your life, and you should run your life and have your life and, follow whatever it is that makes you happy, as long as it doesn't infringe on somebody else's happiness. And we're at a time now that everybody wants to tell everybody else where they should be, what they should do, it's just crazy.
It is. It's crazy. And I get, people text me, some of my friends, my athlete friends that I've gotten to know, they'll see stuff on Facebook. I know you and I are on Facebook together, and they'll text me. And they're like, dude, get off Facebook. Stop. Stop responding. Stop talking. Stop. But and I try to, but I can't. And I got in another one last night with somebody who you do know, and I'll text you who it is later, who called me a racist because I said you people.
I saw it. I saw it. Yeah. I didn't see the thread, but I saw the thing last night, and it was going back and forth, and then one of the guys that was on there kind of called you out on it, and then you kind of went back and forth, and you were very rational about it. You weren't emotional, and the other one was kind of coming off like they were emotional. If it's the same thing I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
So
no,
it is.
And that's just in response to what you said. I'm like you. Do what you want to do. I've even changed my stance, and we don't necessarily have to go into the political stuff, but I've changed my stance on the national anthem and the kneeling and all that kind of stuff. And at first it burned me. It killed me. It's I'm a veteran. I have three flags that have been draped over my dead relatives in my house. It means a lot to me, but it doesn't mean a lot to other people. And I'm okay with that.
Right.
I've learned to live with that. But the problem is, I'm not allowed to live with my beliefs, and my beliefs are what they are about the flag and the national anthem. And do what you want; just let me do what I want to do, and that's respect the flag.
That's what you just said is exactly what I'm talking about. Is I feel the exact same way. I'm like, if you don't want to do that, you don't have to. You live in a free country where you get to make any decision you want as long as you do not hurt or deprive somebody else of their freedom and their values and whatnot. But the second you tell me that I have to do what you do or I have to feel a certain way or think a certain way, I'm ready to fight. I wasn't the kid in school. I was kind of a little bit of an introvert. A lot of people have a hard time believing that now, but I was a bit of an introvert.
Marcus, I would be one of those that would find it hard to believe, but whatever.
So I really kept quiet, I was a little bit, obviously, I don't want to say ashamed, but, about being poor, and I didn't have the best clothes. I didn't have the best of anything. I wasn't a super athlete. I played some sports, but I wasn't a super athlete. And I just was, in some ways, very nerdy in the way I thought. So I studied herpetology. I was, which is a very nerdy thing. And so I just didn't fit in totally. But I was always the one that, when the jocks would see the kid, trying to get into his locker or doing whatever, and the jocks would pick on him and tell him, wanting to fight them, I'd be the one that's walked over for, no reason, and I would say, he doesn't want to fight you, but I'll fight you. And they would be like, what? And I go, I'll fight you. Yeah, no, I'll fight you. And they'd be like, problem's not with you. And I'll go, apparently you're looking for a fight. He obviously does not want to fight you. I will fight you. And that's kind of how it's kind of my personality is like, just leave everybody alone. Let them do what they want to do if it's not affecting you. But it's gotten to this crazy thing where everybody wants to, people are endorsing, socialism to communism, right? You got people that are like, think that they want somebody to make these decisions for you. They want somebody to take care of you. They want, they want to be told that you have to stay home or you have to wear this or you have to wear that. It's crazy to me. It's crazy. I would never give up. I would never give up. I would never trade safety for freedom. That's just not me. I'm just not going to do it. And I would rather, there's way more of a chance of me walking out and getting in a car accident or whatever, than there is for a lot of this other stuff that's going on, and that does not make me stay in my house.
Well, and I've had that discussion, with my wife. She's a nurse. She goes to the hospital and works, four times a week.
Yeah.
Whatever. Right. And what I've told her is, I'm not going to stop living. I mean, I'll play the game, which, and again, you know me well enough that I don't normally play the game. I'll wear a mask to run into a grocery store or whatever. I'm not looking for the fight. But I'm not going to hide in my house and not live my life. And let's be honest, at my age, I don't know how much longer that'll be. So, and I say that jokingly, but I mean it seriously. You have to live every day like it is your last, and I don't want my last to be locked in a house.
Exactly. Right. You and I have really, I mean, in all, I mean, seriousness, I mean, we pretty much live more than half of our lives, right? There's no way somebody like me is going to make it to 94 or whatever. You know, that's it's probably not going to happen with the amount of abuse I put myself through. So these next, let's say I'm lucky and I get to live another 40 years, I want those to be as long as I keep my brain, my memories. That's the only thing we really have, right, is our past. That's what we live off of is our past. And I have four children. Three daughters, one son, I want to be able to have memories with grandchildren and share all that stuff. You can't do that when you live a life of fear. And that's what everybody's trying to do, is make everybody afraid to go out for whatever reason, whether it's the coronavirus or these the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter stuff and all of this stuff that's built up, people talking about, white supremacists, all these different things that are out there, it's the chances of any of this stuff. I mean, it's just like, the corona that, everybody was talking about millions and millions of people dying from this, and then we're seeing that the fatality rate. I mean, don't get me wrong; it's extremely contagious, right? But the mortality rate they know is greater than that of the flu. So we are literally changing everything about our lives, possibly damaging young children who aren't susceptible to passing because of this, or even showing symptoms. It's so important for somebody who's of the age of 4, 5, 6, all the way to 12 years old to be integrating with other kids their age. And when you're not allowing them to, have any of this, and you're telling them that they're going to be learning from sitting in front of a TV or sitting in front of a phone, and the last thing I want my kids is on a phone longer. I know I sound crazy talking like this. I'm like that old man that's like, get out of my yard, or quiet down. But, that's how I feel, man. It's like it's Matrix here.
It is what it is. But you mentioned something, and I want to expand on it in a second. You brought up the word fear, and I'm just curious, how old are your daughters?
So I have a daughter who's 30. She just turned 30 in June, and she's married. And then I have a daughter that is 19. She'll be 20 next month. And then I have my youngest is she turned 14 last month.
So my question is, since you mentioned fear, who is getting more, having more fear? The male that comes to the door to go out with one of your daughters, or you, because you know what you'll do to that person?
I'll tell you a story real quick, and I think you'll love this story. So this is my daughter's husband. So my daughter is married. She married her first boyfriend, who she met when she was like 17, and like I said, she's 30 now, and the kid is a Lebanese kid, has an incredible family, and is just like the perfect guy you would want for your daughter, right? You would want a protector, a provider, and has a good heart. So that's who he is. But when this all started to go down, this is a true story. This was one of the favorite stories. Sean Shelby, from the UFC, I told him this story and he died laughing. But I found out she was dating him back then when she was like 17, and I never got to meet the kid. Some time went by, so I literally got a hold of this kid's number, and I called him. And I said, his name's Danny, and I said, hey, Danny, how you doing? This is Marcus Davis. So at this time, I think it was 2008 or something. I'm going to guess it was like that. It was like 2008. So I was like ranked number 8 in the world, and I was like, I think like number 2 or number 3 in the UFC at the time was when I fought Mike Swick for that number 1 contender thing. So I called him, and I said, you know who I am, right? And he's like, yes, sir. And I said, you know what I do for a living? And he goes, yes, sir, I do. And I said, I got a question for you. Why have you not reached out to me to want to meet me? And he's like, well, you know, I'm sorry, sir. You know, there's some distance. There's this, there's that. And I said, all right, you and I are going to meet now. You tell me where. You tell me where we're going to meet, and I will meet you. And he's like, let's going to meet halfway. And I said, all right, halfway is Biddeford. Where do you want to meet? Name a restaurant. And, you know, we named one. And I said to him right before I got off the phone, I said, all right, make sure you bring your mouthpiece and your cup. And I hung up and ended up driving there, ended up going there, met him at the restaurant, and he was with my daughter. And I sat there, and I kind of crossed my arms. I had this real, you know, like it was a, you know, like fighters doing the lineup, you know. So I'm staring at him. My daughter is trying not to laugh. So my daughter has a very dark sense of humor like myself. And he can't even talk. He's like mumbling and all this stuff. And he's got tears in his eyes. He's so scared. He's afraid that I'm going to kill him because I'm looking at him like I'm going to kill him. Right. And he's talking. And I said, all right. I go, I'm just going to tell you how it's going to be. I go, if you ever decide that you're going to break up with this girl, if you're ever going to, anything you're going to do to hurt this girl, you need to first call me, and you need to tell me, and we need to talk about how you're going to do it. Because I'm telling you right now, if you hurt her, or you break her heart, or anything negative comes from this, I go, I will kill you. And I go, you understand what I do for a living. Do you think good people are involved in the sport of fighting? And he just looks at me and he goes, no. And he's all teared up. And I said, I wouldn't need to kill you because I could have people do it. But I will do it because I want to feel your life escape from my hands. And trust me when I tell you that when I kill you, no one will ever find your body where I'm going to hide it. And he was just like, tears were pouring out of his eyes, and he was like, sir, I'm telling you, I would never do anything to your daughter. And while this is all going on, my daughter is like leaning back in her chair trying not to laugh. You know, she's dying. So we still talk about to this day, you know, how much of a jerk I am. And then afterwards, you know, my daughter said, I can't believe you did that, Dad. And I looked at her and I said, this was practice. Imagine how bad it's going to be for your two sisters. Yep. So they're not yet, you know, they're my daughter who's 19, she has a boyfriend. And it's going to be hard to pull it off on this kid because he's around me quite a bit and he's, you know, he actually signed a, because he's a Christian kid, and he signed one of those wait till marriage things, right. You know, how they make those contracts in church, and he did one of those with my daughter. So how do you know what, you're going to have to help me with this. You'll have to send me some, like, how do I torture this kid? That's going to be a difficult one to pull off.
No, not really. Nothing changes, you know, when we're talking about our daughters. I did a lot of the same similar. Matter of fact, my wife's four cousins, who I believe the smallest one, they're from Attleboro. I believe the smallest cousin is 6'8". And at the wedding, all four of them cornered me. And they basically said the same thing. I mean, that's what you do for family. That's what you do for daughters, you know, nieces, you know, whatever. I did a background check. I didn't. I have friends who did a background check. And it caused a problem with my daughter and the boy she was dating. And he told me how upset he was. And he goes, I don't blame you for doing it, but I'm still upset. And I said something to the effect of, if this upsets you, wait till you see what's next.
Yeah.
You know, because
yeah, man, no, 100%. You're doing exactly what a father does. That's what you're supposed to do.
Absolutely, 100%. Let's get back. I know we only have another couple minutes.
Yeah.
But let's go back real quick about the fight. A, was there any talk about moving it to a state that would allow it now? Because there's a lot of states that are still allowing. I mean, there's Florida, for example, which would have meant a much shorter drive for me to see this fight.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know. She, you know, she didn't mention that. We didn't really talk about it because it just happened last night. I just got the call last night, or I would have, you know, reached out to you and let you know. But literally, it was. I get up every day at 3:45 in the morning, and I work basically like crazy. I think I can't even send you a schedule of my.
You did.
How
you
much
did.
I work. But so I do that every day, and I've got a really good life, which, you know, goes back to that question of why I would even do this, but. She didn't tell me that, and she did. You know, it wouldn't make sense to do what you're talking about because you may even be able to have fans. Even though her big thing was televising it to begin with. I just, you know, it's ridiculous that this is what's going on.
Final thing for you in my 32 seconds of research that I did, other than the why, are you still doing a weekly radio show?
Still doing a what now?
Somewhere it said that you're doing a weekly radio show.
No, I did that. That was a long time ago. So years ago, I used to do. It was called Pull No Punches Radio. That was a long time ago. But that was when I was still. I think I was. Yeah, I was still actively fighting. So that would have been pre-2014.
Wow. Okay. So everything else good other than, you know, coaching a lot of people and staying busy? Everything good with you and the family?
Yeah, everything. I mean, you know, a lot of fighters who leave the sport, you know, they kind of get lost. They don't
struggle.
They don't have an identity anymore because that's what their identity was. And I had a very smooth transition out and ended up, you know, moving to North Carolina, which I did about. We're going on 5 years now, and absolutely love it here. And I've been I got a good life. Everything's great.
Real quick, just touch base on the Matt. What am I allowed to say? Butt whooping? Can I say butt whooping?
Yeah, you can say butt whooping.
Tell our listeners the butt whooping you put on Eric in Denver. Can I say butt
whooping? The butt whooping I put on Eric in Denver.
Yeah, didn't you have somebody show up at the gym who said he knew me and he walked out because it looked like a jazzercise gym?
I think he was in North Carolina.
Eric was visiting.
Yeah, Eric was visiting.
Your gym.
You don't remember that?
I don't remember it for some reason.
Well, that's how
many. Visiting my gym.
What?
Visiting my gym.
The hard rock. That's the hard, rough life that we both were just talking about. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it my gym in Maine when I lived in Maine?
No, in North Carolina.
Oh, jeez, yes, I remember now. I wasn't sure what we're talking about. Yeah, that's right. I forgot all about that. We did grapple. We went out, and he was a guy that did some jiu-jitsu.
Right, or so he claimed.
I took it easy on him. I mean, don't get me wrong, I twisted him up in knots, but I didn't, like, I didn't hurt him, but we had a good time. It was a good guy.
No, he really, truly is. He was there doing some training. He works for my brother now. And, you know, he's a big jiu-jitsu guy, 10th Planet, all that stuff. And when he told me the story, I said, no, you got to go do this. You got to go stop in. And then he sent me that text. I'm like, I'm going to set you straight.
I'm underrated as far as the grappling. So after I done fight, you know, when I ended up retiring from MMA, I retired with more wins by submission than anything else, and then I competed. You know, that's what you do when you're not getting punched in the head anymore. You do some competition, and since I stopped, I only did one real, like, jiu-jitsu tournament, and then the rest I did were those super fight things that they put on, and I beat two world champions, and what was funny is that I had only... competed in like three grappling tournaments in my life, and the last kid that I competed against was a 200-time gold medalist, two-time no-gi world champion, and had a win over Saulo Ribeiro, and I submitted him in 8 minutes in the first round. So, unreal. Which is kind of, you know what I mean? For me, it's funny, but...
Marcus,
he was
we are at the top of the hour. We are out of time. Love to get you back on. Let's don't let it go this long. Let's put him on hold real quick. If we can get Marcus's address, we're going to send him, of course, another package from 8 Man Strong. I may have to find something else because it is Marcus Davis.
He deserves something else.
Yeah, it is Marcus Davis. So I want to thank all of our guests. Have fun this weekend. Great card, UFC 252, I think it is. And we will see you all next week. For Matt McClellan, this is me, Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.